Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, where to go, the highs or the lows? Well, let's take a dim view of things first, shall we? The Warriors turned back the clock alarmingly too, turned it back to pre-Webby days, but with Webby. The Dragons were good, very good, demonstrating no such thing as an easy night out at the NRL right down the table. They bossed the Warriors, gave them a lesson on contestable kicks and the right people handling the ball at the sharp end of the tackle count. It's to be hoped they had time to take a peek at the Sharks yesterday, the Warriors, on how to turn early momentum into points and put a team away. And on that theme, there's no more slack to cut for the Crusaders. They are pretty much unrecognisable to their proud franchise. Rob Penny's super record is woeful. That is in black and white. It can't be denied. If he was a football coach, he'd have been long gone. Captain Tom Christie says he has the faith and they have not given up hope. Hope of what, Tom? Time to stop saying the right things and start doing the right things, or at least the basics. What price on a penalty miss for the Phoenix? Moments in time you'd want back in your career? Well, there's one for Alex Rufer. If they are hungry enough, the Mariners have it on their plate now. Just a little bit of late season congestion to deal with. The Phoenix appointment with MacArthur this weekend is a must, must, must win. Then wait and see. Destiny may be theirs, but it's lost from their hands. The Hurricanes did what no one else can do. They found a formula in Fiji. They're a very, very good side and they have the depth, quality depth. Stern Verne has the Blues pushing forward at just the right rate of knots. And the Highlanders, the Highlanders are what most of us had for breakfast with our cuppa this morning. The highs are staggering. Scotty Scheffler, three shots in front in a rain delay. Nelly Korda, two shots in front heading towards of the Chevron Classic. Both of them going unbelievably in such a competitive environment for five wins each in a row. Five wins each in a row? Match that. Match that. Three Kiwis in contention in the latest IndyCar race, and still the weekend continues on with quality. Let's get into a partial review, because it's far from done.